With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.com. Individual results vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save big during Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set, plus earn double O-Rewards points. That means you'll get to your next reward even faster. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER.
SOP has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South Appeal's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthAppeal.com.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Hello, with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, March 2nd. I hope everybody is having a good one. Hopefully, it'll be another good one for Hoop City tonight like it was on Sunday. Got Grizzlies and Tigers both in action tonight. Grizzlies going to tip at 6. You'll be able to hear that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Eric Hasseltine on the call. Jessica Benson, pregame, 5:30. 5:30 is correct. A little early this evening. Then you got Memphis, 8 o'clock game. That will be on ESPNU. Memphis, as it continues to try to make its way to the NCAA tournament, we'll certainly get to that. John, how you feeling today?
Feeling great, baby. It's Tuesday. Great day to be alive. Every day is a great day to be alive.
Amen, brother.
And it is a great day to be alive when the Tigers are somehow, some way. I don't know what the right way to put it is, but kind of sort of on the bubble. I don't know, man. I don't know how do you describe it.
Joe Lunardi does a bracket watch, and Memphis is in it.
Kinda. Barely. Hanging by a fingernail. They're like the next 4 out.
They're literally like the last thing in the on-the-bubble next 4 out.
So that would be their top 76.
And yet the closest they've been in a very long time, no joke.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we have a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to be joined by Jacob Eisenberg at 11:25. Who is Jacob Eisenberg?
John, go educate us today.
Jacob Eisenberg works for Dapper Labs, which owns NBA Top Shot. He's the community lead, which means he is dealing with Brad's favorite player, R.J. Hampton. He is dealing with Tyrese Halliburton. He is sort of the community lead between the NBA and NBA Top Shot. And so he knows the ins and outs of those kinds of deals. And so we can ask him, look, are we ever going to see Ja Morant someday, endorsing NBA Top Shot, buying NBA Top Shot? Because truth of the matter is, his is the most valuable, right? Mm-hmm. Ja Morant's happened to be the most valuable on the whole entire site. So we will talk to him about that, the future of NBA Top Shot, how accessible he thinks it will become.
I once asked you, it was just a few weeks ago, John, tell me what the next Netflix is going to be so I can get in at the ground floor.
Yep.
And maybe this won't be as big as that, but maybe this is the next big thing. John's getting us in early, y'all. He's giving us an education.
Well, I told you that.
My old tail is trying to listen and get in.
I told you that day it was going to be
a rookie somebody.
DraftKings. If you remember, that day you asked me, I said it was going to be DraftKings.
You did say jump all DraftKings.
Well, in the last month, that stock has gone from 59 to yesterday it was up to $68.72.
You'd still be doing well.
Yeah, so
if you're taking John's advice there.
Long-term hold. I think sports gambling and sports betting is going to be absolutely massive in this country as it continues to be legalized. in every state. But NBA Top Shot is certainly going to be in that mix as well. So Jacob Eisenberg is going to join us at 11:25, and we'll get the skinny from him on the latest from NBA Top Shot. It's sweeping the nation.
I heard Windhorse asked about it this morning.
Yes, on KJ&T.
Continues to be
right.
A big thing.
And then at 1:25, Seth Greenberg is going to join us, and we will talk college basketball with him. Watched Oklahoma and Oklahoma State last night.
Cade.
Why do I bet on sports? Why do I do it?
I got me like a little push.
Why do I do it? I don't know why I do it.
Are we the poorest gamblers at the station?
Had Oklahoma.
Can we make that claim?
Had Oklahoma minus one in the first half. Okay.
Okay.
They went like 8 of 16 from 3.
Yeah, they hit everything.
It was 36-32 with 15 seconds left in the half.
Uh-oh.
Then this clown from Oklahoma State decides he wants to bank in a 3 with 7 seconds left, bro. How you going to bank in a 3 to push?
Nobody wants to hear about your losing bets.
I swear, man. It's not for the faint of heart. It is not for – it was a push.
Be responsible,
it wasn't a
people.
Loser. It was a push.
And then you won't feel like John today.
But we'll get back on that horse with them 3x2s tonight.
There you go. There Rest you go. 3x2, baby.
Seth Greenberg is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Cade Cunningham, who did take over in the second half there. I think he had 11 or 12, something like that, in the second half. And – you know, really made some big-time free throws.
What does Seth have to say about what Houston did is what I want to ask.
Will
he say, I get it? Will he say, play the games,
yep.
Like Underwood said?
Yep.
I'll be interested to see what Seth thinks about Houston only playing Memphis once this week.
Yep. So we will get into all of that with Seth Greenberg at 1:25. But it's time for the question of the day.
Now it's time for 92.9's Jason and John Show. Question of the day.
It's a very, very simple question, and there is a backstory to it. But do you carry cash?
Do you still carry cash?
Physical American dollars, dollar bills with you.
John got his wallet out right now.
When you're out and about.
I'll pull mama out. That's what happened yesterday. Happens to a lot of us red-blooded Americans. Decide after a practice, wife and I in the car, we're going to get some Sonic. Head over there before we head home. Love that Sonic menu, by the way. Lots you can get to, right?
Yeah,
hot
I mean,
dog,
underrated.
Chicken, right? Underrated, you said.
Underrated American cuisine.
Get a great burger at Sonic, get a
That's
great
right.
dessert, all that stuff. Set that to the side. Here's the deal. You know you got the card machine at Sonic.
Yep.
Press the red button. You can pay with card after you make the order. I do that because, like many Americans, that's what I've got right now, mostly, is card. It's what I carry around now. The issue is the order comes, and old school Sonic, when you had cash and you're sitting there, it's almost like it's courtesy, right? Because they're coming to your car. There's this need to tip. You feel a need to tip, right? And I think that's ingrained in a lot of us as kids. And here's Chris in the back seat, right, going to learn about Sonic. I think she comes to the car, John, even too, with an attitude of, you know what, I'm going to give you the best service because you may give me a tip. The problem is,
that's right.
Old boy done paid for it on the card. I ain't got no cash because I don't carry cash. So a very uncomfortable situation happens when she comes so courteous. Would you like the napkin, the straw, the catch, trying to give you everything, right? Because she's and is deserving of a tip, but you don't have any
yeah,
cash.
Yeah, because
I had to come to the realization as we're driving away, honey, you realize I don't carry cash anymore. So I was asking the guys in here this morning how many of us have got actual cash on us. Put me in a very uncomfortable situation at Sonic last night. I wonder how many have been in this because you don't have cash.
Yeah, well, first of all, there needs to be a tip option on the card, right?
That you'll get that situation a lot. That didn't happen at Sonic last
okay.
night.
Okay. Well, because and they
where you it literally tells you on the push button you want to add 10, 15, 20. That'll ask you that before you cash out.
Right.
Was not an option last night.
And they do deserve tips because they still have to roller skate out there with your food.
Do they still roller skate? This one didn't. I thought that too. A lot of them still on their shoes, but I think you still may have the option.
That is an act of athleticism, right? I mean, to roller skate
it's
out
the
there.
It's the coming to the car.
Right.
Ryan is why
yeah,
they deserve
still got to carry the food and all that. You
right.
Know?
It's common. Isn't it common sense that you tip at Sonic?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get to the question
of
why I'm in the situation.
Don't go to Sonic if you can't tip.
John, right now, do you have cash in your wallet?
Nope. I do not. I have nothing but plastic in this wallet.
I'm going to open up my wallet to John right now and show him what's in there, and he'll describe it to you.
Nothing.
Now, you do see, you know.
Of course.
The bank card I think we've all got. Now, old school BC.
Old school BC.
Do you have any cash on you back there?
I want to be careful here because there are people who would probably kill me if they know I had some large sum of money.
You don't have to say how much.
It's I have a few dollars. I carry a few ones in there.
I don't think you're like El Chapo back there,
no,
are you?
No, but people are stupid. I assume everybody's a dumbass that people want to murder you for cash.
Do you carry those few dollars around for situations like I faced last night or for the drink machine, that kind of thing? It's, hey, like loose change,
all
I
want to
have
above.
A couple loose dollars just for those situations.
You nailed it.
Because I don't think there's many of us that still do.
Yeah, I've told this story here at the radio station in the last couple of weeks, but I used to work with my dad at a car wash, and I would clean out the car wash vacuums because people's loose change would accumulate in the car wash vacuum.
How much would you collect? I've never
$200 a month.
Wow.
Now that's 30 years ago. I'm 44 years old. So when I was 14 and you collect $20, now you're picking through lint. But you get a couple hundred dollars. Now, that's no longer the case.
You wouldn't get that kind of haul now.
Never. 30 years later, you will not find that kind in a car wash vacuum. I say all that to say that today's pocket change that you used to leave in the car is now onesies. It's ones, right?
Interesting.
That's my take. That's for at least for Brad Carson.
I think.
By the way, don't kill me for
my
ones.
There'll be some, but nobody's gonna kill you.
I think we're recovering as a country. I don't think anybody's gonna murder you for a dollar.
If anybody's gonna have cash with us, it's gonna be my wife. Sometimes maybe deep in that wallet,
she's
got some ones or whatever. But I'm not gonna have it anymore. So I find myself in more and more situations like last night. Again, a lot of situations you're gonna be able to push tip 10, tip 15. Jason's there, knock it out. Total, you're done. But in this situation, because that wasn't an option, this poor woman didn't get tipped because your boy didn't have any cash on him. Brad's got a, we won't say how much, but he has some cash. Still carry cash? The question.
I have cash. You two do not.
Yes, that is correct. I carry. I mean, look at.
I think it might be unusual for my age. Maybe I'm thinking there's a lot of 40 somethings
lucky ones
like Brad that are gonna. Just inevitably going to keep that wad with him a little bit.
I can't say on the radio.
Not that Brad's got a wad.
What these two ones are for. I have a couple other extra ones in my wallet. These are lucky $1 bills that came through a service in the mail that we cannot participate in due to our affiliation with the radio station. I've kept these two ones in my wallet from that service because they've created good luck for me.
How about that?
Two lucky ones. Even.
How about that? There's only two places that you need physical cash for.
Strip club?
Sonic and strip club.
Yeah.
Everywhere else will take card. You know what I'm saying?
And Sonic's going to smarten up if they haven't.
And someday.
If some locations haven't already added
that. Someday you'll
be
able to even probably buy things with cryptocurrency. I don't know when that will be, but someday you'll be able to.
I told my wife as we put the wrap on this question, we'll ask it out hopefully. My wife, they cut their nose off when they add that.
They need to get it on that
tip. And don't put
that
option.
Yeah.
You got to have that in 2021.
Sonic, if you're listening.
Don't put that on the customer who likely in a lot of situations isn't going to have cash.
Why don't they? Why haven't they done it yet?
I think it's going to be a change coming very soon.
It's weird.
Clearly, because I think they're cutting their own workers off there from some tips. Certainly some tip opportunities.
That's right.
John.
Yes. So anyway.
You have no cash. I have no cash.
I'm going to see how the poll is going. We've had it up for about 5 minutes. I put it up on Twitter if you want to.
Looks like
yes
it's kind of 50-50 right now.
About 50-50 on this?
My prediction will be that the no will win out. But
I agree with you.
But we shall see. Speaking of winning out, that is precisely what the University of Memphis has to do. And that, of course, continues tonight.
We keep reminding ourselves that this is still in front of us.
There we go.
Well, I mean, look, we have not been able to play this with a straight face.
Hey, we got Lenardi looking at us now, right?
I mean, that is progress. I mean, it's not where anybody really hoped to be. Oh, Lenardi's wandering eyes on us.
But it's where we said they could get to if they kept winning. That's happening right now, John. And as long as you don't drop the ball tonight against South Florida, you're going to set yourself up for a pretty big game on Sunday. That obviously would put you in much closer contention having just that one win over Houston. Again, that's easier said than done, especially without Alex Lohmann.
Right.
If that's the case, we don't know that for sure yet.
But, look, Memphis is on that line. I mean, they are basically number 76 of a 68-team field, right? I mean, based on sort of the ranking here, because they're not next four out. They're next four out. Or what would it be, first four out? Yeah. They're next four out. They're not the first four out. They're next four out. So that
way, it's on the bubble, baby.
You're
it's better than where you've been.
You're in the gravitational orbit of the bubble.
What I would ask you, and we touched on this yesterday, because this is Lenardi did the most recent bracket. Memphis is there. It's news here. What I would ask you, John, can we not stop with the should Memphis be? Can we put that to bed with sort of this? Or, and I'll play a little devil's advocate here. I mean, with where Memphis is now on the bubble, we realize what it had done itself to dig this hole and what it's done to get out of it. But can we sort of put to bed, John, we had the caller last week that said, why do you guys think Memphis should have been in the tournament, you know, in the first place?
Yep.
Because if you go with that argument, then clearly Penny has overachieved, right, with what he's got. If you believe that this shouldn't have been a tournament team, it's an argument that, frankly, that I resent at this point. But still, if we're still going to have it, and we had it last week, has this been a miraculous, overachieving coaching job by Penny putting a team back in position to make the tournament? Or is this not confirmation, John, that if they'd won a couple more, you know, Auburn, don't lose both of the Tulsas, then they'd be right where they want to be, which is on the right side of the bubble. What they've done really is righted the ship, and in doing that, you've put yourself where you're supposed to be, right? Is it confirmation, John, or has Penny done a, you know, has he overachieved? Penny has done a great job in terms of adjusting, okay, in terms of coaching defense again for the second straight year. That's why I can't wait to talk to Seth in terms of his respect level for what Penny's done defensively. But what I don't think at this point we can say is that he's overachieved with this team, because, John, you and I thought from day one, we said it before the season, this team had the talent to do it, right, and what it brought over in transfer, and we've literally seen it play out now, what, 8 out of the last 9 games with them taking care of business.
Yeah, no, I there's no question to me about it. I mean,
so
we
can stop with this.
Yes, I've always said that. I've never once accepted that.
We can convince the few that were still hanging on that this was always a tournament team that is now, yes, looking like one and still has the opportunity to get there. It's not done. Clearly, they got work to do.
Yeah, like from a
this was always within them.
From a production standpoint, I mean, look, Memphis, not that we need to relitigate this every damn time, but they had the number one recruiting class in 2019. They returned the majority of the people from that class. They added 2 impact transfers in Landers Nolley, who led an ACC team in scoring and was all ACC freshman team. And DeAndre Williams was you know, wanted by Kentucky. And they bring in a top 10 ranked big man in Musa Cisse. This is a tournament team every day of the week on paper, talent-wise. And you play in a league that is so susceptible and so there for the taking. And look, take the 2 Tulsa losses out, and Memphis has mostly done what you can ask them to do in conference. I mean, they had a tough loss on the road to SMU. It was close, could have gone either way. It was 2 games in a row, right? You know, back-to-back against SMU, it's going to happen.
They're 12-1, you take away the 2 Tulsa losses conference, and they're sitting on
top
of them.
So, I mean, they've done, by and large, since they've got into league play, pretty much everything you can ask them to do. But what I will never, ever, 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 ever accept is that this is supposed to be, you know, some free swing of a year. This is an important year. There is a chance that it's Penny Hardaway's most talented team for a long time. I mean, because you don't know who's going to be on this roster after next year. And their recruiting class, while respectable, is certainly not comprised of NBA picks or, you know, first-team all-freshman league guys. I mean, there's going to require some development with Sam Anu and John Camden. And, you know, Jordan Nesbitt is now a member of this team.
Class,
yeah,
right.
So, I mean, the truth is,
but he's still technically part of it.
He is. I mean, and
since you don't lose anything.
It's
still
true.
Make him part of it. That's
no,
what he'll play.
True. It's very true. So who knows? We haven't really seen much of anything from Jordan Nesbitt.
No. There hasn't been anything to see. It's just too short a sample size.
So, no, I mean, I think you have to keep it in perspective. Like, we cannot apologize or wash away this year just because it's not going the way that it was supposed to. Now, they are making a run. They are doing what they're supposed to do. They are favored by 9 points tonight against South Florida. You know, they take care of business. Then you have an absolutely, you know, a huge game of massive magnitude on Sunday against Houston on CBS. So, no, I mean, I think it's pretty clear at this point that this is always where Memphis should have been.
Okay, that said, glad we've settled that. Don't want to hear it anymore. That said, you have taken an opportunity clearly away from this team and what Houston's done. Clearly, I mean, Memphis didn't do anything, John, in digging itself a hole to deserve the fact that it doesn't have the 2 opportunities. I mean, Houston's not even playing a game this week in preparation for this. So Memphis didn't deserve that. To that point, I ask you a question. Do they have a, I don't want to say excuse, because you and I always thought they should have been there, but does that, in terms of Memphis's case, if it does not make it, change your opinion in any way? That they didn't get, they had opportunities taken away from them. An opportunity that we both, you and I both agree is unfair. I just want to get all this settled before we finish this thing out here.
No. Because you still didn't take care of business in South Dakota. You still lost twice to Tulsa, and that's your season. unfortunately, in this year, I mean, that is your season. That's what it comes down to.
My only issue with that is that it wouldn't be happening if Houston doesn't lose. You get what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't be in this situation. Kelvin would still be giving you those games if Houston doesn't lose to Wichita State and East Carolina. Because they lost and got so – because they've dropped to the three seed, what does Kelvin decide? No, I'm not going to play Memphis in the two because I could suffer another loss, drop further back. I mean, that's the reason why you're – John, no, it doesn't fully excuse it. But it's the fact that they had an opportunity, one of their quad ones down the stretch, and frankly, don't have the opportunity against Wichita State, even though you made that choice.
Yep.
Right. Again, can you hold it against them? Would have been four games in the final week of the regular season. The fact is that will be there, John, and some will say, look, you give them two opportunities against Houston, there's a lot better chance to win one of them than you do specifically one down there. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
That will always be there.
Well,
that you took an opportunity away unfairly.
We got plenty of time to do the autopsy, but for now, the University of Memphis' season is still alive. It is still alive. They are on the bubble here. They are a part of Joe Lunardi's next four out, which I think, given where the program has been the last 7 years, justifies a little Luther, not too much, but a little bit. And, of course, that journey continues tonight against South Florida. All right, we will come back. Jacob Eisenberg is going to join us from Dapper Labs and NBA Top Shot. We're going to get the skinny on where the future is with this thing, and we're trying to help you guys. We're trying to help you guys get on the ground floor of this thing. It still is very early, even as the publicity for it is exploding. So we'll do that all when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly Parlay Payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com.
The Tigers are in the home stretch of their AAC schedule. The Grizzlies are on their way to maybe, just maybe, making the NBA playoffs in Ja Morant's second season. Lots of interesting games to watch nearly every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these games while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. Don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Kraft Axe Throwing Grand Opening is February 26th, and the first 200 guests get a free shirt, and one person who visits our Grand Opening weekend will win a free pass for a full year of free axe throwing. Reserve your lane now at KraftAxeThrowing.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business and powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Again, that's 877-ASK-DELL.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I have one goal in life. That's it.
I want to pay for my daughter's college education. With my NBA Top Shot moments, I am taking a swing, and I'm hoping that our next guest will give me some good news on that front. His name is Jacob Eisenberg. He's community lead for Dapper Labs and NBA Top Shot. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Jacob, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, so what should I tell my wife? Should I tell my wife that we can expect in 18 years? Because I have two moments. I guess that would help. I have two moments. They're massive moments. I've got a common Andrew Wiggins and a common OG Anunoby. Am I going to be able to pay for college tuition in 18 years?
Now, I can't talk about the investment nature of Top Shot. I lean into it similar to trading cards, right? Like, I think that these collectibles, first and foremost, are very cool. Certainly, there might be opportunities to find good deals on the market. I deal with maybe legal risk if I'm suggesting anything other than these are just very cool collectibles.
Yes. Understand.
Understood.
Understood completely. When did it strike you, though? Because it does feel like there has been some exponential growth to the popularity of NBA Top Shot in the last month or so. When did it strike you that this thing was going to explode in popularity that like it has in this last month?
Yeah, I think what maybe the call that kind of opened my eyes to how big we had already become was maybe about a month ago. I hopped on a call with Brian Scalabrini, the White Mamba, and his agent. And we were just talking about Top Shot. And Brian was just kind of surprised as to why I was kind of, you know, not necessarily selling Top Shot, but like so excited to talk to him about Top Shot and what he could potentially do with Top Shot long term. Because the way he put it is like, you guys have already made it. What do you need me for? Which I thought was kind of cool. And since then, it's certainly even jumped a whole stratosphere. The exponential growth we've seen since, I guess, the first week in January has just been, you know, truly unlike anything I've ever seen, and in particular, anything I've ever worked on. So it's been really exciting, really fun times, and now we're just kind of trying to catch our breath and catch up to the demand as we go, because as you know, we're right in the thick of NBA season, and there's a lot of great moments that are happening on a nightly basis that we really want to get out and turn into moments and keep this community that's appetite is somewhat insatiable, keep them hungry and keep them excited about what's coming down the pipeline.
Absolutely. So we've talked about Top Shot here on the show quite a bit, and for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, basically what NBA Top Shot is, it's these digitized highlights, these moments for various players that have serial numbers, right? So there is an element of uniqueness and rarity to them, and of course it's hard to kind of get your hand on a pack, so it adds to the supply and demand. It seems like the younger generation, Jacob, really can grasp it, right? They live in a digital world. They're familiar with cryptocurrency. But, I mean, are you guys – is there an active effort, right, to try to convert, you know, old-school thinking? And what is sort of the resistance that do some people just have a hard time grasping the concept? Just what sort of has been your experience on that front?
Yeah, I think certainly there's been some resistance, and right now we're not trying to teach an old dog new tricks, right? Like, I think the skepticism and maybe the doubt from a cohort of people, they're not necessarily our target, and that's okay. This doesn't have to be for everyone. Certainly the younger generation, but also, you know, I think collectors in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s have started to get into Top Shot and enjoy it. When we hear criticism, it's most typically, why would I pay money for a highlight when I can just watch it on YouTube? Mm-hmm. And to that, I often have the same retort, which is, you know, why would I pay millions of dollars for that LeBron James rookie card when I could go to Google, type in LeBron James rookie card, print it out, maybe hire a graphic designer or someone who's really good at kind of doctoring images and make an exact replica, put it on my wall and say, I've got the LeBron James $1.8 million card. we all know that's not true, right? Right. Unless it's licensed and authenticated by the NBA, it doesn't have the value in the collector community. I think the same thing with Top Shot. These are collectible moments. It's not just the highlight. It's the proof of ownership and the ability to kind of interact in this 24/7 marketplace with other collectors that is growing on a daily basis.
How tuned in are NBA players, Jacob? Are they already doing it? Do you find, you know, a lot of them, like some of us older guys in our 40s, are they, because they're younger, more digitally sound in terms of you comparing us to us old guys, are they all over this thing? How many are participating in it right now?
We've got about 24 NBA players that are already on the platform and really enjoying it. I think we have the good fortune of maybe some video games before us where opening packs and the players you got in those packs you could play with in the video games. Mm-hmm. That's somewhat endemic in the space, and certainly a lot of NBA players have played NBA video games for years.
Yep.
So that nature sort of has carried over.
Yep.
What I'll say, though, is that NBA players are very excited about what Top Shot can mean, not only for them as maybe alternative kind of assets, but also as they get more involved in Top Shot, how it enables them to connect with their fans, how it enables them to grow their community. They can do giveaways. We saw just last week three or four different players tweeting about Top Shot, and within hours, the median price of their moments in the marketplace kind of 2X or 3X just
wow.
on the speculation that this player is going to get involved.
Wow.
You know, obviously, I've been paying close attention to what you guys are doing. You know, R.J. Hampton is a guy that we know very well here in Memphis because he was working out with Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller here in Memphis to train for the NBA draft. He's gotten involved. I saw a video. I believe it was it you that did the video with him, sort of the chat? That was you, right?
That was me, yeah. Had a lot of fun with R.J.
Yeah.
on that one.
So good. I noticed R.J.'s involved. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton, who is a stud, which is awesome to have him endorsing. How much of your job, though? Because if you look right now, I don't have to tell you, Luka, Giannis, LeBron, Ja Morant. I mean, these are sort of these are four horsemen, so to speak, right? These are guys who have massive value with their cards and their moments here. How much of your job is trying to sort of get guys like that on board? Because we know what that would represent for NBA Top Shot. It would probably go exponential at that point.
Yeah, so I think my job is more specifically in growing the community, not necessarily on the high end with the talent. I think I'm the de facto NBA junkie on the team. So when it comes to hopping on a call with RJ Hampton, I can talk about his season in Australia with confidence. I can talk about kind of what he's doing with the Denver Nuggets with confidence. But I think day-to-day, my responsibility is more in making sure that the community health and sentiment is at an all-time high. So that includes overseeing our social medias and the teams that are running them, making sure that we have 24/7 coverage on our Discord server, which now has over 150,000 people that are just, frankly, fiending for packs and any updates they can get from Top Shot. But yeah, certainly I think as we continue to grow, as more and more players come onto the platform, I know that we already have a couple of all-stars that are itching to get their hands on packs. Not necessarily any of the guys you just named, but I think there's certainly a domino effect where even last week we saw Terry Rozier open some packs, and the very next day Damian Lee of the Golden State Warriors tweeted at him, "Hey, Terry, instead of trading jerseys after our game next week, let's trade Top Shot moments." And Terry was like, "You got it. Let's do it." So I think this is going to continue to be a thing. And what we've really seen is certain players that have fallen in love with Top Shot, as you mentioned, Tyrese Halliburton, they're spreading the good word to their teammates.
Yep.
So we have a bunch of Sacramento Kings on the platform. We have a bunch of Charlotte Hornets on the platform. We have a bunch of Orlando Magic on the platform. And I think I have yet to talk to someone that has opened the pack and left without being excited about Top Shot and enjoying the process. So I almost look at it like an arcade. Of course, I'm not in a position to talk about what these moments could kind of look like on a value level. But for me, I'll compare it to an arcade in the sense that growing up, I would go to the arcade And I knew that if I was amazing at the games at the arcade, I could collect enough tickets to then go to the booth and redeem that PlayStation, right? That's kind of like the pie in the sky dream for any kid.
Yep.
And along the way, invariably, I would never get the PlayStation, but I would have a great time playing the games and interacting at the arcade. And that's how I would almost compare Top Shot, right? You should go into Top Shot because you love the NBA, you love the collecting, you like the kind of 24/7 kind of craze that is the marketplace at all times. There's always a deal to be had. But I would never recommend to anyone to put money into Top Shot that they don't have money to spend, right?
Yep. Absolutely. That makes sense. We are, of course, talking to Jacob Eisenberg. He's community lead for Dapper Labs and NBA Top Shot, which has absolutely taken the United States by storm. And maybe you can't speak to this, Jacob, but I do want to ask you because it does feel like, at least right now in the early stages, and it is the absolute earliest stage, it feels like, with Top Shot, but a big element of it is sort of the scarcity, right? Like, it's very difficult, other than this past weekend when you guys gave away just, 600,000 packs. You had to get in a four-hour queue for that. It is very difficult, and it's a lottery system, right, to get a pack. Is the vision to one day for it to not be as hard? Is the vision for it to always sort of be like this? I just, what is the, the long-term outlook for the accessibility, I guess I would say, of NBA Top Shot?
So we have three different tiers of moments. For anyone listening that's not familiar with Top Shot, I think the easiest analog to moments would be a card, right? So we have three different tiers of moments, and they all come from packs. There's not a single moment that makes it to Top Shot's marketplace that hasn't been opened from a pack before that, similar to trading cards in that sense. And the intent is for common packs, we are going to make them more accessible. There are kind of constraints to our tech right now that limit our ability to just mint millions upon millions of moments a day that would meet that demand while still being able to keep the marketplace operational for 24 hours out of the day and keep the pack opening experience operational for everyone that's been sitting on a pack. There are just a lot of different kind of layers to the tech of Top Shot that, again, we're in beta right now, so we're trying to work through all of that before we leave the beta. When it comes to rare packs and legendary packs, the intent is very much for those to always be an extremely scarce commodity and something that you do really have to work really hard to get. But that being said, within maybe the next 6 months or so, we are going to add a feature where a collector can get in line, get a rare pack if they get lucky with the randomization of the queue, and then they can actually never open that pack and list it on the marketplace. So there will be and what that creates is an opportunity for collectors. If they want to get that pack, maybe they have to pay a premium on it because presumably the seller is going to mark it up. But there will be more packs to be had at all times.
Yeah, that is super fascinating. A couple more things, Jacob, I want to ask before we get you out of here. We certainly do appreciate your time.
Yes.
I know you guys have done this in the past with specific guys, but how often do you talk about sort of retro moments, right? Retro moments from, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and some of the best, Larry Bird, some of the best who have ever played the game. It feels like those would have even more of a market than the current generation. How realistic and are there other hoops to jump through when it comes to throwback moments, and how sort of top of mind is it to get those out there?
Yeah, so we've done one historic pack to date from the 2013-14 season. Part of the reason we chose that year was we really wanted to get a Giannis rookie moment on the platform, for example, among others. Victor Oladipo, Stephen Adams, Dennis Schroeder, they all had rookie moments that year as well. And in that set, we also had Kevin Garnett's debut, Paul Pierce's debut, Steve Nash's debut, Tim Duncan's debut on the platform. So certainly we can go into the archives and find great moments from history. We just announced a few weeks ago that we're eventually going to launch another kind of historic set from a season in the mid-2000s, and that's going to include Shaq's debut, T-Mac's debut, Allen Iverson's debut on the platform. No real timeline for when that comes. The two names you mentioned, are actually not a part of the Retired Players Association. So there's a little more complexity there. Certainly over time, we're going to try to work with every legendary player in NBA history and get moments of theirs onto the platform. That's certainly one of the hopes that we have. And I think we feel pretty good about our chances of making that happen long term, as long as the trajectory stays strong.
Yeah, it's all really exciting. And then last thing, Jacob, and I know you can't talk specifically about value and what it could be someday, but consistently, you know, on the site, Ja Morant is a guy who has some of the highest premiums for his rare moments, right? What do you think goes into making a player in their moments, you know, especially a guy as young as Ja? What goes into, you think, the popularity of his moments?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we are, similar to trading cards, adding a rookie badge to moments from a player's rookie season. So, of course, Ja Series 1, which was last year's kind of our inaugural season with Top Shot, that coincides directly with Ja's rookie season. So I think there's a little bit of a speculator's market of what will change when that rookie badge is added. Now it's public information. Everyone can kind of anticipate that badge coming, and we wanted to be preemptive with that. So collectors can make the most informed decision around acquiring or even selling those moments. But certainly, I think there, as we know in trading cards, the rookie card is kind of king when it comes to value and being there on the ground floor of a player's career. So I think that for Ja in particular, and Zion, of course, as well, both of them kind of have the benefit of their rookie season was the first season of Top Shot, which means that they are some of the most kind of sought after moments on the platform.
It is. It's all very, very exciting. It's a very cool concept. I get to open up my my pre-order pack here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I'm so stoked about that. Jacob, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. It's an education.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you for having me. Big fan of your show. Take care.
Yes, sir. He is
pleasure.
Jacob Eisenberg from Dapper Labs and NBA Top Shot. That all probably for just the generic average listener sounded insane. It sounded crazy. You're probably drowning in information right now. What the hell did all of that mean? But I would tell you that is what people once upon a time said about Amazon, right? It was crazy to think, what are you talking about? How can Amazon come in here and overtake the United States Postal Service? What do you mean two-day delivery? That's just all crazy. Drones delivering stuff. You're just in the early stages. And I am a guy, typically, who follows the lead of smart people. Mark Cuban believes this is going to be absolutely massive. And if whatever Mark Cuban endorses, I'm pretty much going to, you know, if I could get involved with it in some way, I can. And I will tell you guys, I will be opening the pack here on the show. I will be opening the pack here live on the show.
I cannot wait till you open that pack. Because there could be, something big in
maybe
there,
maybe
right?
You become a millionaire in front of our eyes.
It could happen. I don't know.
Will you have something worth millions or something worth thousands, possibly?
Well,
what's
thousands.
The highest in thousands? Mm. Okay.
Thousands,
okay.
Most likely.
He's gonna have a Giannis in there, BC.
I hope so.
Hold on. I'm going to pull up the – actually, let's
something
do this.
Better than an OG
when
and
we come
an
back,
I'd
when we
love
come
to
back,
see this.
I'll tell you who is in this pack, who I can get.
Oh, you're going to – like you'll, who the possibilities
yes,
are.
Yes, I have the list. I have the list of guys who I could possibly
see, that's
get
what's
in
so
pack.
Smart is yeah. that for young folks – just listen to Jacob on that – see, Brad, you and I don't have it because we didn't come up playing 2K like these folks do today. Mm-hmm. I see it because of my kid, but there's already that pack nature.
Yes.
You buy packs, you open them up, that's already there. So if you can get these NBA guys that are already playing it, they've already got this sort of pack nature, Brad, where they're getting packs, open them up, see who's in there. You get that from the game. You've already got that sort of as you come to this market, that I'm going to go get this pack and here's what could be in it, the special card.
Yeah.
And in this case, could be worth a lot of real money.
That's right.
As opposed to the...
I love watching and listening and hearing about
it. It's already built into to young folks' brains, John, that playing the video games.
This, I'm not really
this
that
kinda,
young anymore,
this kind of market.
Well, it fits
to that point,
on.
My point is you still play games.
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Now that my kids got me back in.
Yeah.
But you're already programmed with what these packs, sort of the nature of it.
The thing I can wrap my brain around is exactly what you're saying, Jason. I actually can wrap my brain around that this is the way collection happens, and the hobby is now this moment and this digital imprint. I totally get it, and I can see the value in it because it's exclusive.
Yep.
So you have a couple of things. You have exclusivity. You have cool technology, And it's not what I collected, but it's what people collect, and that's what they're, to your point, it's that video game age thing.
The digital world is the world.
That's currency.
Right? Like, that's what people have to sort of come to grips with.
That's why this cash question, y'all, at to a different point,
absolutely,
is relevant, because it's the dawn of a new sort of currency.
It is. And, you know, someday, instead of, like, showing your friends your, you know, physical collection of trading cards, you will send them a link, right, to your Top Shot.
Yeah. It's digital trading cards.
And totally get it.
That is the, that's the way to explain it to old heads like, you know, like folks that are texting me.
And you have a constant market reminder, right, of everything in your collection. You don't even have to send it off to, you know, get it minted or whatever. You know exactly on any given day what it's worth.
So the most valuable moment then would end, you know, that Mike moment where he changes hands against the Lakers on his way to his first title.
Goes from the right to the left on the layup.
You've seen that highlight.
Or the one.
Marv is on that
classic
one.
Classic moment.
Now, the shot against Elo, right? I mean, that would be another one.
There is no, of course, right? But I'm naive to this game, so there is no audio to these. It is literally just the It's the
Yes.
So forget Marv, but y'all know the moment I'm talking about against the Lakers, right? Yeah. Where he changes hands going down the lane.
Yeah, he goes like this.
Like that, I
got
to imagine if you did throwback moments, that's the one that's going to fetch you like millions. You and I wouldn't be able to afford that, BC. We wouldn't be able to make. And they're not going to put that in some special pack.
Well, he just told you that MJ's not even a part of the Retired Players Association, right?
Well, there won't be. He was one of the names you mentioned. He did that.
I mentioned.
Man, you had to be listening close in terms of the things he could talk about and not.
Yes.
But then I had to go back and think of the four you mentioned when he said two of those guys weren't. Who's the other one?
I said Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and Kobe. Those are the three. I just threw those names out, right?
Yeah, and he said two of them weren't, right?
Two of them were
That's
not.
What I'm asking. So who's the other one in addition to Jordan?
It's got to be Kobe, right? It's got to be Kobe, because Kobe was so big, he probably didn't.
And that money would go to his estate, too, for that family and everything like that.
So I'm assuming Kobe was, because Larry Bird would have to be, right?
Now, explain this to me before you. Can NBA players that are, do they get a chance to bid on these before us as civilians do, before Brad and I can jump in?
Well, I think they do probably get an inside track to certain things, right?
Okay, is that a fair market then?
I mean, it's just like all these hedge funds, you know, I mean, It's no different, right? I mean, the retail investor is always going to get screwed in the end. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
They're going to keep supply so low here to start that the demand for them will be ravenous, and the price will be so why? And that's the key to the game, John, is that you don't flood the market with all of these Galaxy Opals. They're the best card. Well, then everybody's got one. If everybody's got one, the price goes down.
Yep.
And so they're gonna feed it to you, man. Like, you know, at least to start.
Yep.
Yeah, like he said, they'll make them right. Eventually, they will be more available. But early on, dude, that's how you keep the price high. Is you keep the supply low.
Demand. Exactly. I mean, that's
you keep
what
the supply
doing.
Low. That's what they're doing. They're feeding it to you low. You're gonna have something big in that pack.
I could see this being experiential too. Not to get all.
Can we open it today?
No, I don't have it yet.
Not to get all business foresight, but with FanDuel opening books in real books, I can see a situation where you're in an NBA arena and you go to the Top Shot lab, you know, and you go in there and there's experiential with videos and you got the walls.
Yep.
You know, I can totally see that.
So you bought a pack.
Yep.
And you don't get it for a couple of weeks?
It's on pre-order.
Wow.
That was the only way. Like you pre-order your PlayStation?
Yeah, and it doesn't drop in my account until I'll have an update for you by the
It just drops
week.
Right in your account.
Yeah. So it was more available. You could get it if you pre-ordered it. That gives you a better chance. You were able to get it then as opposed to not pre-ordering
my
it.
My guess is that they didn't have the demand was so great that they just had to capitalize on it, right? The packs weren't ready.
Oh, packs weren't ready. And you've got so many people banging at the
And so they said, okay.
At the virtual door.
All of you guys
saying,
who
give
want
me some.
One, we're going to hand out 600,000 of these packs, right?
Sheesh.
You can get one, but you have to wait 2 weeks.
How much can we ask?
$9.99.
How much?
$9.
$9.
Actually, it's just $9. That's why it's so attractive, because you can turn $9 into $500
bigger.
Or to $1,000 into $2,000. You just don't know.
Well, let's think about this. 600,000 times 9 is $5.4 million
I don't think they gave away all 600,000, but let's say they gave away 200,000, right? I mean,
yep, 200,000.
And by the way, they make 5% of every marketplace transaction.
That's 1.8 million.
Yeah.
dollars.
And they make, and every time, like I just listed my Andrew Wiggins one for sale, right?
Yeah.
They make 5% of that sale.
Mm.
Whether it's
so they keep cashing.
Or, oh, they just, they make, I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Woo, that's where they're going to get the real money.
It's absolutely.
Those dudes absurd. Are entrepreneurs. Woo.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep. Anyway,
we got the wrong business going here, Jason.
Don't say I'm not trying to help y'all, man.
We're going to open your pack in front of all of Memphis.
Love
That's
this.
That's right.
When
$9.
We get to do this, it gets in the next couple of weeks?
Yes.
In March.
Big reveal will be on our show.
This
That's great.
I can't wait.
Me too.
It'll be quite a day. There's no question. I may walk out in the middle of the show. If I get
might quit. Tell me your notice, and we'll just figure it out.
I'll give you a 2-minute notice.
It's like the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Just let Brad know.
If I get,
you're going to have the Giannis. You could have a Giannis rookie moment in that thing. Is what you're telling me?
I don't know if he's going to be in these packs. I got to get the whole list, but I will do that. I can tell you who I'll get. But anyway, that's the late. Don't ever say that Jason and Johnson didn't try to make you rich, man. We really are trying here. But anyway, thanks to Jacob Eisenberg for joining us on the show. A lot more to come here on the Jason and John Show. We're going to be joined by Seth Greenberg at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Good morning, Privates!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
With the iPhone SE for $49.99 in-store from Cricket, Cody can experience more.
Could I record a good video?
Don't be coy, Cody. A $49.99 iPhone SE could turn your vision into a cinematic masterpiece.
I was going to record my daughter at dinner. She throws her peas.
Ooh, an action scene. There's more to love for less with the iPhone SE. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Limited time offer. New accounts only. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You took an antacid, and now your frequent heartburn's back. Stop heartburn before it begins with Prilosec OTC. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source for 24 hours, so you can extinguish heartburn before it starts. Make the switch to Prilosec OTC today and live heartburn-free. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Ooh, a fondue set. Ugh, now I need to find a coupon code.
Not anymore, Susan. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout.
Wait, instantly?
It's called shopping smart, not hard. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer for free and let it do the work for you.
Don't mind if I fondue.
Ah, that's kind of cheesy. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds in all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every single game day. And if you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want on NBA, college basketball, tennis, golf, you name it. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with my promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of radio.com and 99 FM ESPN.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest WaveLight laser when treated in March. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Kelly Urban and I love selling homes. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and we are both with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. We sell homes from the river to Germantown and everywhere in between.
And Sheldon, don't forget, we sell in all different price range, all the way up and over $1 million in River Oaks. But we also love selling homes and condos to first-time homebuyers in Midtown, High Point, and the University of Memphis area.
And people aren't aware how much they need our experience and expertise when they're selling their homes. This involves preparation, presentation, and proper pricing combined with our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbox option. It's hard to beat that combination and our combination.
That's right. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling, remember what people often say, that when you want the job done, call Sheldon and Kelly, of course.
You can reach us 24-7 at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Kelly Erb or Sheldon Rosengarten.
Do it now.
Before you move in and start making a lifetime of memories, there's something you should remember. The value of working with a realtor. A realtor is more than an expert in the field who abides by a code of ethics. A realtor is your neighbor and your ally. Someone who puts your agenda ahead of theirs. Someone who understands your dreams and has the expertise to make them a reality. Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor and the doors we open together. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers.